What's up, Dreamers? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
You remembered your name this time?
I did, yes.
This week, we are coming at you with my pick of February. And we're not doing one movie, but we're doing five.
Five movies.
Five movies, because we are doing our third franchise watch. Right, we did
Yeah, I
Wrong
think so.
Turn. We did Wrong Turn. We did Final Destination. I think that was it, right?
No, we had Phantasm.
Oh shit! Okay, Phantasm. And we didn't do the Hatchet franchise. We just did the first Hatchet movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, I forgot about Phantasm. Okay, so this is our fourth one then.
Yeah.
And we are going to be doing the Hannibal Lecter series.
Yes, sir.
So that consists of Manhunter from 1986, which is kind of like not really talked about with the Hannibal.
It really isn't, but
Yeah.
from, I don't want to get too far ahead, but it's a very popular and well-made movie that literally nobody talks about.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. And obviously, Silence of the Lambs, and then Hannibal, Red Dragon, and Hannibal Rising.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But before we talk about it, let's kick off our news and booze. And what are you drinking tonight?
My buddy hit up the virtual golf last weekend, and
Nice.
it's right beside the Browwork brewery in Rockland here, so I picked up some beers. I got the Browwork Hoffman French Saison.
Oh,
Yeah.
what makes
How about
it
you?
French season?
Well, I live in Rockland, so I'll say that much.
Okay. Okay. I'm just drinking a Michelob tonight.
Nice.
Yeah.
No Chianti.
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Besides these five movies, have you watched anything?
I have actually.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right.
I kind of went on a movie shopping spree. I picked up Hereditary on 4K because I didn't even own that movie at all, and that was kind of blasphemous. So picked up in 4K, and I mean, it's not much else to say. The movie looks fantastic in 4K, but yeah, great movie. And then watched a couple movies off the IMDb list. Watched Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Nice.
First time watch for me. I
Okay.
thought it was pretty good. It's a fun movie. You know,
Yeah.
typical. Whatever the director's name is there.
Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie. Yeah. Pretty good. And then I watched Yojimbo.
Oh,
I don't know
nice.
if I'm
How is
saying
that?
that right. It's good. It's really good. But
Okay.
I do wish that I watched it before. What's the movie we did on the podcast? Something Dollars.
Oh, for a few dollars more? No,
Yes.
Fistful of Dollars.
Yeah, Fistful of Dollars. Because like we talked about in that episode, like
Yeah.
the director literally stole that movie basically, and
Yeah.
from like the IMDb trivia I read up, like Kurosawa literally like sued and held the release of that movie, and he negotiated like 10% of the overall earnings of the movie.
Okay.
So but yeah, no, Yojimbo, really good. Highly recommend it because it's literally like shot for shot exactly the
Really?
same. Oh yeah, it's kind of crazy, but yeah, really good movie. Definitely, it's on Criterion Channel too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Sweet.
How about you?
I didn't even check because I don't think I've watched anything other than those. I'll double check just to make sure. Yeah, no. Running Man and then those five. That was it.
And I did watch half of Predator Badlands Well,
Oh,
waiting for
did
you.
you?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, my kids were nightmares tonight.
That's all good.
So yeah, I haven't watched anything other than this franchise, so
That's all right.
I'm very excited to watch Predator Badlands, though.
Yeah.
What do we have for 4Ks?
4K. 4Ks, we got 50 Shades 3 movie collection.
Ooh, unrated.
Still have not watched those movies.
Watch the first one.
Lawrence of Arabia 4K. Seven on 4K, which
All
I feel
right.
like it's probably already on 4K. We got The Big Heat. We got Playtime on Criterion and Rockers, the music of a bunch of people I've never heard of. But anyway, not much that this week.
All right. Quick and easy.
Yep.
More time to fucking talk about Hannibal.
Yeah.
All right. Well, fuck. Oh, I have news. News. Not a whole lot of news. Well, we've already kind of spoiled the one thing. Predator Badlands is finally streaming on Disney and Hulu. It's taken a while. I've been wanting to, itching to watch it. I almost rented it for
I know,
$25.
me
I'm
too, yeah.
so glad I didn't though, because now we can watch it for free. And sadly, it's not horror news, but I mean it's Hollywood news. We lost James Vanderbeek to his battle of cancer yesterday. That's kind of a roller coaster because like he announced it, I think then he went into remission, then he got it back again. But yeah. So I was never a big Dawson's Creek fan, but
Yeah, me either.
I know that it was obviously a huge show back in the 90s. Yeah.
Other news. There is a new Silent Hill game that got announced at the State of Play.
Oh shit, nice.
Yeah,
I
called
still need.
Silent Hill Townfall or something like that, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still need to play the newest one.
Yeah, me too.
That's cool though. Sweet. All right. Let's dive into this franchise discussion.
Let's do it.
All right, like we said in the intro, we are doing the Hannibal Lecter franchise, and this franchise spans across five movies from 1986 to 2007. I'm actually kind of surprised they haven't like tried to remake it or anything. I guess they kind of did with the show, but
Well, I mean, Red Dragon is basically a remake of Manhunter.
yeah, no, I know, but I mean, just I don't know. I'm just kind of surprised that nobody's tried to make another Hannibal Lecter movie.
I mean, like, I don't even know the reason why the Hannibal show got canceled, honestly. Like,
Dude,
it
it was
was
so good.
very good.
Like fucking Mads Mikkelsen was such a good Hannibal Lecter.
He was,
Yeah, I loved that show.
really good.
But anyways, yeah. So yeah, it has Manhunter, which is a standalone adaptation of the Red Dragon book. And then there's Silence of, well, I guess we'll do it in chronological order. So after that one, it starts off with Hannibal Rising, which is kind of like the origin story of Hannibal. And then we get Red Dragon, which is the prequel to The Silence of the Lambs. And then the franchise ends with Hannibal, which is a direct sequel of Silence of the Lambs. And like you mentioned, Red Dragon is essentially a remake of Manhunter.
But
So,
it's slightly different.
yeah, a little bit different. It fucked me up at one point though, because whenever Will is talking to Hannibal, I was just like, I've heard this dialogue. Where the fuck did I hear this dialogue from? Like, this is word for word the same dialogue. I'm like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh yeah, Manhunter. It's pretty much the same storyline, right? So
For me, it was fit the character's name, but Donald Faison or whatever his name is, the actor. He like I saw him like pop up in like Red Dragon, and I was like, I feel like I've seen this guy before. He's literally in four of the movies as the same guy, pretty much.
But yeah, we'll do a franchise rundown. So The Hannibal Lecter franchise is an American media franchise based around the eponymous character Hannibal Lecter, a brilliant cannibalistic serial killer whose assistance is routinely sought out by law enforcement personnel to aid in the capture of other criminals. He originally appeared in a series of novels, starting with Red Dragon in 1981 by Thomas Harris. The series has since expanded into film and television, having four timeline-connected franchise movies, which we've already talked about. And then Manhunter serves as its own standalone. So I've never read any of the books. Have you?
No, but I have something interesting that we can save for like some of the movie discussion.
Okay. I thought you were going to say no, but I've just ordered
No.
the box set. Okay. Sounds good. So for our directors, we have for Manhunter, it was Michael Mann who directed it. Silence of the Lambs was Jonathan Demme. Hannibal was fucking Ridley Scott.
Yeah, that surprised me when I saw that
Yeah.
pop up.
Yeah. Red Dragon was Brett Ratner. And Hannibal Rising was Peter Weber. There was some stuff with Jonathan Demme and Hannibal. Why he dropped off, and I'll get to that after though.
Okay.
For the cast, so Anthony Hopkins obviously plays Hannibal, and
Yeah.
he played him in Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal, and Red Dragon.
Yeah, which
Brian.
is sorry, which cut you off. Which is like the Letterboxd collection that's on Letterboxd
It's only
is
those three.
yeah, the Hannibal like Lecter. So I think it's just like the Anthony Hopkins movies that they made probably.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure how that was. And then Brian Cox played him in Manhunter. And then Gaspard Uiel, Uiel? I don't know. French. He played him in Hannibal Rising.
Yeah.
I think that actor looked familiar. I meant to look up what else he was in. I know I've seen him in something.
Bettina said he was in, I think that she has him else, but she said he was in what's that TV show with the girl reading the diary? Super popular.
Yeah, it looks like he's a lot of French stuff. Brotherhood of the Wolf, which I've never seen, but we just talked about that on one of our previous episodes because, oh, Christoph Gans directed it.
Oh, yeah.
And he did Silent Hill. But anyways, yeah. Jodie Foster played Clarice in The Silence of the Lambs, but
Yep.
then that role was given to Julianne Moore in Hannibal because Jodie Foster and Jonathan Demme both stepped down from doing Hannibal. Jodie had other filming obligations,
Yeah.
is what her excuse was. But much like Jonathan Demme, they didn't like the turn that Thomas Harris took with Hannibal because he wrote Hannibal a significant amount of time after Red Dragon and the Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
So they were kind of waiting it out so that they would have the novelization to go off of.
Yeah.
And they didn't like the route that he took with it, so they kind of both were like, "Yeah." Because in the book, apparently, spoiler alert, Hannibal and Clarice become a love interest, and they were just like, "That's fucking stupid." Like,
Yeah.
just doesn't really make any sense. Like, obviously Hannibal has like an affection towards her. You can see that in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
But like there's no way that Clarice would ever go for that.
Yeah. Exactly. And I thought the cast of Julianne Moore, like, whenever it first started, I was like, oh, they got our girl back. And it's like, wait, that's not her. But they look so similar and have, like, the same, like, I don't know, personality and kind of, like, way they carry themselves.
I mean, yeah, I think Julianne Moore was a good option. Yeah, she could have just dyed her hair red, I guess, but no, she did a good job. That was one thing that I wanted to ask you though, like which Clarice do you like better?
I think the Jodie Foster for sure.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna say both.
But I'm interested. I don't know if I've been something out, but like watching Hannibal, and Silence of the Lambs, like back to back. Like, obviously, Silence of the Lambs won all these awards, right? Like, Hopkins, like, they swept basically, right? Like, Jodie Foster won Best Actress, right? I
Yeah,
think.
he won Best Actor.
And it's like, yeah, he is good in that movie, but it seemed no different than in Hannibal to me. So, like, why did Silence of the Lambs get all this praise and stuff? Like, it is, I think it is a good movie, but then Hannibal, like, it's kind of the same performance a bit to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you might be surprised later on in this episode too, but Hannibal wasn't nearly as well received.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that has a big take on it too, right? Like if the movie's
Yeah.
not good,
Yeah, that's
they're
true.
not gonna
Yeah.
nominate the actors for it.
Yeah.
Next up, Will Graham. So he's played by William Peterson in Manhunter, and
Yeah.
then Edward Norton in Red Dragon.
Yeah.
And this isn't a recurring character, but I need to put him in here. And that's Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Because, man, he fucking killed it as Mason Verger.
Oh yeah, so fucking terrifying, man.
Dude, the fucking makeup department for Hannibal, man,
Yeah.
that shit was fucking wild. Because he legit looks like he got his face ripped off and sewn back on.
Yeah.
It was nuts. And then I didn't write him down. Ted Levine played Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs. He did a really good job
Yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Don't know, did you have any other actors
I mean,
they wanted to mention?
of course.
Oh, okay.
Another recurring character, well, not recurring, but Francis Dolarhyde. So Tom Noonan played him in Manhunter, and our boy Ralph Fiennes played him in Red Dragon.
Fiennes did a good job.
I think Tom Noonan did as well. Like, I
Yeah, they both
thought
did.
very different because Tom Noonan's in Manhunter is like his body is like proportionized different. Like, he's taller, a bit skinnier, and kind of more like weird and like awkward a bit. But then, like, Ralph Fiennes is like fucking jacked, got this massive tattoo on his back. And yeah, it's just two different performances, but like the character, I think, is awesome, I think.
Fiennes was really young looking too. Like
Yeah.
Hannibal's an older, or Red Dragon, sorry, is an older movie, but it's not like really old, but I just feel like he seems so much younger in that
Yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good character.
Yeah. And then another character from both those movies, Reba McClain. She played kind of like the love interest of Dolarhyde, and it was a blind girl. I gotta say, Emily Watson in Red Dragon plays such a good fucking blind person.
I know, I thought she actually was blind. Like,
Seriously, yeah.
yeah, she did really good.
But yeah,
She got the eyes down perfect.
oh yeah, like just wide open the whole time. But yeah, I was like surprised by Red Dragon because I haven't seen that movie like all the way through in a long ass time. But I was shocked by the cast in this movie.
Yeah, it was good. That was another thing I meant to ask you too. So besides Manhunter, because I knew that you hadn't seen that one before, was there any others that you hadn't seen?
So not fully, and I didn't think I did, but starting watching Hannibal and Red Dragon, a trauma came up in my head.
Okay.
So I remember I was living on Cedar Grove Road, so I think I was in like grade 8, 9 around that era, so I was like probably like 12, 13. I remember my mom was reading Hannibal at the time, and I remember she mentioned the one scene with Ray Liotta in the book. She's like, oh, like this part's so fucking gross, and like describe it to me. I remember that. And then with Red Dragon, I didn't think I'd seen it, but I remember bits and pieces of it. So I think I like wasn't supposed to watch it, or maybe my mom was watching. I kind of caught glimpses of it, but I remember the wheelchair scene with fucking
Right. Burger.
rest in peace. Thought for Manhunter about Red Dragon, the actor there. Anyway, fucking
Actor in the wheelchair?
yeah, and Red Dragon, not the wheel, when he gets put in the wheelchair and sent down the thing on fire.
Oh, right. Yeah, who was that?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Right, yes, yeah.
Yes. So I remember that, and I remember the tattoo back guy.
Yeah.
And I remember there was some scene with pigs in one of these movies, and I watched Silence of the Lambs, like I saw in that, and then fucking Verger comes up, and I was like, I fucking remember this guy. This
Yeah.
was so I think the pigs and Verger
Yeah.
was like a memory that I had tucked down way inside that scared the fuck out of me as a kid. So I have
That's
seen
fair.
Red Dragon. I just blocked it from my memory
All
entirely.
right, that's fair.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. So pretty much
Okay.
like Silence of the Lambs is the only one I've like watched multiple times, and
Yeah.
Manhunter and Hannibal Rising had never seen and didn't even
Okay.
honestly know about. So yeah.
Okay.
What would you?
I had seen all of them. I think I watched Manhunter like a couple years ago because I just learned about it. And I
Yeah.
was like, oh shit, I had no idea that this even existed.
Yeah.
But yeah, same with me with Silence of the Lambs. Like that one is a recurring watch. Like I just watched it, like I think last year.
Yeah, I think me too. I gotta check and see.
It wasn't that long ago. And I think maybe that's why we both, or why you thought anyways, that we had already done an episode on that.
Okay, so the last time I watched it was September 2022, so it's been a few
Okay, so
years
a
for
few
me.
years.
Yeah.
But still like somewhat recent.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had watched the other ones, but it's they're not as ingrained in my mind.
Okay.
All right, any other cast? I mean, we just mentioned Ray Liotta and
I
Philip
mean,
Seymour
there's a.
Hoffman.
I feel like being a horror podcast, we got to mention and one guy, you know, he's our guy, fucking Richard Brake.
Yeah.
He's not in it for that long.
No, he's not. Typical
Also,
break role.
yeah, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but Reese
Yeah.
Ifans.
Yeah.
You recognize his face.
He was in Little Nicky.
Yes,
Get
he
the
was.
flask! Get the flask!
God. And
Right,
Dominic West as well.
yeah.
He was in 300. We just talked about him, 300.
That's true, actually, yeah.
And then one more person,
I
in
mean,
Man,
yeah.
I mean Manhunter. What the fuck? I didn't even recognize him. Stephen Lane is in Manhunter.
Really?
He plays Freddy Lowndes, the one who gets murdered by Jollerhide at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit. Well, he would have been quite a bit younger, but
Yeah, he would have. But Dennis Farina, or Farina, I don't know if I'm saying his name correctly. He played Jack Crawford in Manhunter.
yeah.
You recognize his face, and then obviously Harvey Keitel plays that same character in Red Dragon.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I don't know if you have anyone else that you want to mention.
No. No. I mean, like there's a lot of like, oh, that guy across the
Yeah.
whole franchise.
Yeah.
Like even the fucking superintendent of the asylum in Silence of the Lambs. He looked really familiar. I can't remember what his name is, but yeah, I don't have anybody else really.
Cool.
All right. Let's talk about our favorite and least favorite movies in the franchise.
Okay.
Starting by with your least favorite.
Least favorite, I feel like this is going to come as no surprise, Hannibal Rising.
Okay.
I don't know if you have the same.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Honestly, from what I've read, Thomas Harris was kind of forced to write this book and this movie, and it shows. Like this, I don't know, we're not giving ratings right now, right? Okay. Yeah, just not great. Why does it even exist? The relationship between Hannibal and his aunt.
I mean, yeah, that's a making of a porno.
I mean, the sexual tension, like, what is going
Yeah,
on?
and like immediately too.
And like, I kind of liked his origin story, but not really. Like, why did we bring in, he's fucking has samurai swords and he Nazis and they ate his sister. And it's like, I feel like there's other ways you could
Yeah.
make him become a cannibal. And like, at first, the timeline didn't make sense to me because I was like, this is like World War II, so it's like 1945 is when it like ended, like after the World War. And then Silence of the Lambs takes place in 1990, so I guess he could be like in his 60s, but I don't know. It still seemed weird to me that it was set in the World War II. I don't know.
Yeah, it was my least favorite too. And like you said, like there's certain aspects of the origin story that I do like. I like that he had this like super traumatic event happen to him. Shouldn't say I like it, but I mean, it helps you understand why he kind of turned into what he turned into. But I mean, the whole movie is him just trying to knock off each one of these guys individually. And it got tiring and it got monotonous. And like you said, the whole samurai aspect of it just made fucking zero sense whatsoever.
No.
But I don't know, like it wasn't a terrible movie, but it was definitely not good.
And like I told you, like I complained to you, like I think I was about to watch like the third movie, so Hannibal, and I was like, God damn, why are these movies all 2 hours long? And then I get to Hannibal Rising, and I was like, okay, this is gonna be a good 90 minutes, and then it's the longest fucking movie. I was like, what?
How did you watch it? Did you watch the franchise like in order of release?
Why you didn't do it that way?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
No,
I
I'm
did do
asking
it
like
that.
that's how
Yeah,
you did it. Yeah.
I did. Yeah.
Because I wasn't like, whenever I started it, I was like, I don't know if I want to do it in chronological order or if I want to do it in order of release.
Yeah, because it's kind of weird because like, so there's two pre no, there's technically three prequels, even though like two of them are the same movie basically. And then there's Silence of the Lambs, and then Hannibal is a sequel. So I guess, yeah, like how would you watch it? Would you just like watch Hannibal Rising and get that one first out of the way?
Yeah. And you could either do Manhunter or Red Dragon.
Yeah.
Like those
Yeah.
two are interchangeable, really. And then
Yeah.
Silence of the Lambs and then Hannibal. But yeah, I don't know, it makes most sense, I guess, to go in order of release, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I know the answer, but what was your favorite out of the franchise?
Favorite of the franchise was Silence of the Lambs.
Of course.
Easily. I mean, last time I watched it, I did give it 5 stars, but on this watch, I did drop it down to 4.5.
Yeah.
Still amazing movie. It's great. Like I still watch it, but like these movies aren't like really horror movies. They're more like kind of thriller. Like definitely the most violent one was Hannibal, I think I found. Hannibal
Yeah.
Rising is like, it's more horror-ish, but like, I don't know, the kills aren't that great. Like, I don't know.
Silence of the Lambs is just, it's more of an all-around creepy vibe than all the other ones. Plus, you have two serial killers in that movie with Hannibal and Buffalo Bill, right? So.
But anyway, so yeah, Silence of the Lambs, I mean, amazing movie. I love the performances in it. Buffalo Bill is like one of the most iconic characters. Like anytime he shows up on screen, and when he's playing the goodbye horses, you can't help but laugh, and just he's so good in it. And yeah, like Clarice is awesome, and Anthony Hopkins is obviously fucking fantastic. And some scary scenes in that, like Anthony Hopkins is fucking out of his mind in that movie, like especially near the end. Yeah, just a good thriller.
For sure.
How about you?
Yeah, I'm Silence of the Lambs. I don't see how anyone can have any of the other ones above this one. I mean, obviously to each their own, but I feel like this is just the most well-rounded, most well-written, just like you said, Hopkins in this movie is just fucking next level, man. He, and this is like we see him the most in this one. Like, I guess in Hannibal, no. Yeah, in
Hannibal's in it
Hannibal.
is quite a bit.
Yeah, we see him quite a bit, but it's a different role for him in that
He's
one.
just like walking around and talking, like there's not much
Yeah,
he's doing.
it's kind of on the run. But in this one, like, we get him in that asylum setting and he's behind the glass wall for most of it. And just the way that Anthony Hopkins speaks and looks at Clarice, it's just like, oh, dude, this guy is like so into this role.
I do kind of wish that we could look into an alternate universe where they kept Brian Cox as Hannibal for Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
Because when he popped up on the credits when I started watching Manhunter, and I was like, and I saw him on screen, and I was like, you know what? I could fucking see that. Like,
Yeah.
but he's not in it that much at all. Like, compared to Red Dragon, like Hannibal in Manhunter is not in it that much compared to Red Dragon.
All right, so we know our least favorite and we know our favorite. So how do the rest of the movies rank for you?
So I was actually kind of surprised. So I think on another watch, it honestly could alter between them.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I watched Manhunter and Red Dragon back to back.
Okay.
Because by the time I got the Red Dragon and was watching it, I kind of forgot what happened in the Manhunter version a little bit. So Hannibal Rising was the least favorite. Then I went Hannibal, then
Okay.
Manhunter, then Red Dragon, and then Silence of the Lambs.
Okay. We have some different picks.
All right.
So for me, Hannibal Rising is last, obviously. And then I have Manhunter. And keep in mind that my top four, I liked all of them.
Oh, me too.
Like, yeah, they're all good movies. It's just with Manhunter, we don't have Anthony Hopkins. And as good as Brian Cox did, Anthony Hopkins is Hannibal to me.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, but I still think Manhunter's a really good movie. In third, I have Red Dragon. And these two, Red Dragon and Hannibal, really fucked me up because I was just like, I don't know which one I want to be second. So they could be interchangeable. But with Red Dragon, I think, I don't know. I really enjoyed Fiennes in this movie. I thought he did a really good job. Edward Norton was good. Like, this isn't a typical role for him, and I think he did a really good job with it. But it was just, there were certain aspects of it that I didn't necessarily enjoy. And then obviously second place is Hannibal for me. And I think it's honestly just the whole Mason Berger side story. Like, this guy is so fucking creepy. And this one felt the most like a horror movie, I think. And I think it's a big part of it is him, plus the pigs, like the whole pig thing, man. That is so fucking gross and weird. And I don't know. I had a really good time with Hannibal. And I
It's
think,
definitely the most, I think, gory one out
yeah,
of all the
maybe
movies,
that's
I
where,
think.
yeah,
'Cause like
maybe that's where I'm getting.
that final scene with Ray Liotta and Clarice and then Hannibal, right? So and then the pigs and
And I think this one, like the cast in this one was just unreal.
I do gotta say I really did like William Peterson as Will Graham,
Yeah, he was good.
because when I was in high school and I would just sit in my room and watch my mom's CSI Blu-rays, I just so seeing him in this role, it's like this is literally the exact same as CSI. Like this
That's
was what
true.
he's meant to do, right? But yeah.
Sorry. And then, yeah, obviously Silence of the Lambs is first. But like, I don't know if we, I don't have a full breakdown of all my scores. I just did an average for later on. But like Hannibal Rising, I gave it a 2.5. And then Manhunter, Red Dragon, and Hannibal, I gave them all 3.5. And then Silence of the Lambs, I gave it 4.5.
Okay, so for me, Hannibal Rising, I gave a 1 out of 5. Silence of the Lambs, 4.5. Hannibal, I gave a 3. Manhunter gave it a 3.5, but after like I think I could switch those two. Like, I think I could probably bump up Hannibal to a 3.5 too, but I'll keep it as it is. And then Red Dragon gave it a 4 out of 5.
That's fair.
Yeah. So like I think those three movies I could honestly interchange. They're so, yeah, they're all great movies, just kind of what you're feeling like, I guess, in the moment, I guess.
So how does this franchise, we've already said that they're not really horror necessarily. They're very much horror adjacent movies. So how do they rank for you among other horror franchises? Or like, let's just say among other thrillers, because it's not fair to put it up against horror.
I think if you take Hannibal Rising out of it, this is like top tier to me. Like I think I would rewatch Red Dragon, Hannibal, and Manhunter. Again, I would watch them all again. I think it deserves to be in a rotation with Silence of the Lambs, I
For
think.
sure.
So I think it's definitely up there with the horror and thriller franchises, you know.
I
Just
agree.
iconic characters and yeah. So.
That's fair. I can agree with that. I think like Hannibal is, he's just a very iconic character. Everybody knows who he is, and I'm going to talk about that more in the next section here, but I just like every movie in this franchise, save for Hannibal Rising, it's just this very creepy and unsettling feel to it. It's not typical horror, scary, like blood, guts, gore, a whole lot. But the characters that are in this move in these movies, like all of the killers that are in these movies, they do a really good job, and they're creepy, they're batshit crazy. I think the casting choices were done really well for all of the movies. So I think, like, I agree with you that this is a top tier franchise if you're looking at it from like a suspense thriller aspect. But like even as a horror aspect, like you could put this in like top 8 horror franchises,
And
even
then
still.
yeah, so like Red Ri or Red Rising, Jesus Christ. Hannibal Rising came out in 2007, and then so the Hannibal TV series started in 2013, lasted 3 seasons, ended in 2015. So Jesus Christ, you're getting fucking old.
Yeah,
So
that's fucking 11
that
years ago.
was 11 years ago.
That's fucking wild.
So I'd love to see a, you know, just let Mads age a little bit more. Get some gray hairs, then remake Silence of the Lambs with Mads. I think I would watch it 100%.
I would too. And that's what I mean about like, I'm surprised that nobody has tried to remake any of
Actually,
these.
wait, I did tell you something the other day about them rebooting Hannibal. Yeah, it was Zendaya as Clarice, and then who did I say?
Oh, he did say that. Who was that?
Who was it? It was Mads, I think, wasn't it?
Don't know. I don't like the Zendaya casting, though.
Me either.
Like, that's just. How long ago?
Oh, it's a limited. He wants to do a. So the creator of Hannibal TV series, Brian Fuller, has expressed a strong desire to reboot Silence of the Lambs as a limited series, with his dream cast featuring Zendaya as Clarice and Mads Mikkelsen returning as Hannibal Lecter. There's no announcement. It's just like that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, it just kind of talked about it.
But yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, Zendaya is, she's a great actress.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's a great Clarice, in my opinion.
But she also hasn't done that kind of role
True.
yet, right?
True. Yeah, it could work. She is a phenomenal actress. Like, I think she could do it. It's just,
Yeah.
it's not who I would picture.
No.
But Yeah, I mean, I'd be down for it. I'd watch it for sure. I think like Mads Mikkelsen was amazing as Hannibal, so I'd totally be fine with it. All right, so throughout the movies, we obviously have Hannibal as our main killer, our main antagonist. And we have Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs. We have Mason Verger in Hannibal. And like he's not necessarily a killer, but he's just kind of he's a creepy character.
He's fucked up,
He's fucked up. And then we have Dolar Hyde in Red Dragon and Manhunter. So how do each one of these guys stack up for you?
In
Like
terms of
okay, to save confusion and whatnot, we'll stick with Lecter because he's our main guy. So in terms of movie villains, movie killers, how does he stack up to you for you? Like, is he in your top 10? I think he cracks even
No,
higher than that.
I don't think so because I don't, you don't see him as a killer, right?
Yeah.
Like in the movies, well, in specifically Silence of the Lambs, he and Manhunter and Red Dragon, he is helping the agents catch another killer. So
Yeah.
he's sitting in jail the whole time, basically.
Yeah.
And Hannibal, he is on the loose. He's in Italy, but he's not necessary. We don't see him killing people, except a couple people, but like he's not there, I think, intentionally to kill people, right? So
Yeah.
for me, like as a villain, he's not at the top of my list as a villain because I don't see him as a villain.
Which is fair. He's almost like an anti-hero, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Like he will kill people
Oh,
and
for sure.
he will not feel bad about it.
He's fucked up, yeah.
Yeah. But there's certain people that he's willing to help. And I feel like it was discussed in one of the movies, whether it was Hannibal or Silence of the Lambs, why he liked Clarice so much. And it was because she challenged him and he felt that she was at his level or like just kind of right there, right? Like he felt that he was almost intrigued by her. And same with Will too, right? Like he was pretty respectful with Will as well. So it's like he can see the good in people, I feel like, and he's not gonna fuck with you if he has that sense. And even the one guard in, well, he was a recurring character, but like he was good with him too. Like those two guys, they were tight. But like if you're a prick,
Well, if
you're
you're a
getting
rude
your nose spit
person,
off.
he doesn't like
Yeah.
rude
Yeah,
people,
he doesn't
right?
like rude people. He does actually mention that. You're right.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's hard to say that he's not a villain, but I get what you mean.
Yeah.
Because he does do stuff now for the greater good to try and help. Like he's helping them catch other fucking serial killers. So
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know. It's kind of a conflicting thought.
For the Dolar Hyde character, specifically the Red Dragon, because Dolar Hyde in Manhunter, like he is kind of weird and fucked up, but we kind of get more in the Red Dragon movie, right?
Yeah.
So like the person that he is seeing or talking to throughout the movie, is that like a sort of Satan like demon that he that has overtaken his body kinda?
His grandmother, is it not?
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
I
'cause she was,
totally missed that then.
yeah, she was really abusive to him as a kid.
Oh, that okay, yeah.
So it's kind of like the whole Ed Gein thing, right? That's what I took from it,
Oh,
anyways.
okay. Because like, because he went to that art museum, right, and fucking ate the picture of the red
Yeah,
dragon.
true.
So like, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, maybe. Maybe the, because he has the Red Dragon tattoo on his back, too, right? So it might be sort of like a channeling thing, but I think, like, he does have those thoughts with his grandmother, too.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
definitely like the least kind of scary guys kind of Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even the girl gets kidnapped, like, come on. Like, this guy is fucking 9 o'clock at night, has his creepy van, is trying to load a fucking couch in his van, and is like, oh, help me load this up. Here, you go in the back
Yeah,
and
you get in there.
push it all in the back. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's just stupidity. I love the Buffalo Bill character though, and I love 'cause they clue in that he chooses not plus size women, but like women who are a little bit thicker. And then he starves them. So then their skin becomes loose, and then it's easier for him to take off and make stuff out of it. So, like Buffalo, everybody knows Buffalo Bill is loosely based off of Ed Gein. But I love that whole character arc with him. And I wish, like, I would love a Buffalo Bill standalone movie. I think it'd be awesome. Because he's fucking nuts too, man. Like the whole goodbye horses thing, and he's fucking putting his lipstick on. And like, even that character has become sort of like a pop culture icon, right? Like we see Jason Mewes do his little skit in Jay and Silent Bob. And then even in Little Nicky, there's a part where we see, I can't remember who the actor is, but he's kind of doing it. So. But like Buffalo Bill is not as iconic as Lecter, but he like people know who he is.
You know what? Give me Barry Keoghan
Fuck
as
yeah. 100%.
Buffalo Bill.
Absolutely. I'm on board for that. All right. Was there any other villains that you feel like we should talk about?
I mean, I know we're not talking specifically about any movie plots or anything, but the scene with the Italian kind of mob that Verger hires, that are the pig farmers, and that scene with the pigs, because they basically raise these fucking, like, literally boars, like from like the movie Boar that we covered. And there's these feral fucking pigs, and they have Hannibal tied up, or they're gonna make the pigs like eat his feet first, and just those guys are fucking weird, man. Like, where do you even get, how do you even get to that point of like, oh, let's raise these fucking man-eating pigs?
Yeah. I love that scene too because Hannibal doesn't break character in that. Like, Verger's telling him, like, what's going to happen. And Hannibal's the one who did this to Verger, right? Like, he fucking made Verger because he was one of Hannibal's clients because Hannibal was a psychologist. Psychologist? Yeah. And he gets Verger so fucked up and he fucking takes a shard of glass and cuts his own face off. Based on things that Hannibal's telling him. So Verger obviously wants to get his revenge and
But he's like obsessed with them too.
oh yeah, he is for sure. Like yeah, he buys the mask from Silence of the Lambs. He owns something else of his too, I can't remember. But anyways, so whenever Verger's telling Hannibal like this is what's going to happen, the pigs are going to start with your feet and they're going to eat you alive, blah 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 blah. And Hannibal's like smiling. He's like sick, bring it on. Doesn't bother him at all.
No. One antagonist that I kind of, it's not like a big thing, but I thought was kind of really fucking dumb, was in Hannibal at the beginning, whenever Clarice is chasing the girl that has like HIV or whatever,
Yeah, that was dumb.
and she fucking comes up, she's like holding a baby
Yeah.
in a carrier that just like pulls out a fucking Uzi gun, starts
Yeah.
shooting the gun, and the baby is there. And I was like, why? What is this baby here in the first place?
We
Like,
never see that baby again for the rest of the movie.
no, literally, Clarice shoots at the mom with the
Yeah.
baby, and it's like, And like, real Ray Liotta was kind of a bad guy,
He
but
was just a
like,
piece of
I
shit
didn't.
cop.
He was, yeah, and hated Clarice, and then kind of got his comeuppance at the end. You
Yeah.
kind of did feel bad for him, but yeah.
Yeah, I love that scene. Ray Liotta did such a good job at that end scene.
I mean, one, we haven't talked about this movie because we weren't fans of it, but
Yeah.
the Nazis in Hannibal Rising, what did you like, what were your thoughts on them? Like,
I feel like the way that they're written they tried too hard to make them feel like Nazis, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like they, I feel like they wouldn't just cut up a child and eat her like that quickly. Like it had
Yeah.
been what, like a couple of days.
Yeah.
I feel like I know that they're kind of trapped in the cabin, but I don't feel like that part was overly believable. Like that's something that you do whenever you're fucking desperate. And I don't
Yeah.
think that they were there long enough to be desperate. Like you're in the middle of the forest, you all have guns. Go ahead and shoot a fucking deer, man.
And I feel like, I don't know if this is wrong for saying that, but like, even Nazis, I feel like, may have a kind of like, okay, don't kill the fucking kid first. Like, literally, this like 4-year-old kid
Yeah.
and eat a per one of your other fellow soldiers.
Ah, I don't agree with that. I
No?
mean, they threw kids in gas chambers, so
Okay, yeah, I guess. But there's not much fucking. There's not much meat on that bone, though, right?
that's
Like,
true. That's fair.
anyway, but I did like the butcher character. I thought that was the kind of cool scene of
Yes.
Hannibal's first kill of like this butcher in the market, like making fun of his aunt or lover, whoever the fuck she is, and then that scene with him like cutting him up with the sword, which was fucking dumb, but I mean, I don't
The
know.
whole samurai aspect of it.
Yeah.
I will say, like, another thing that I have a bit of a gripe with Hannibal Rising is Hannibal's always been British, has he not? Like, was he not British in Silence of the Lambs and all the other
Yeah.
movies?
Yeah.
And then in Hannibal Rising, he's Lithuanian.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't get that.
No, me
And
either.
they're Jewish.
Yeah.
So like where did that plot line come from?
And again, I feel like it's just Thomas Harris rush to write something for the studios, I think, you know.
They just wanted a Hannibal origin story.
Yeah.
All right, is there anything else that you want to talk about before we go into our reviews, like franchise review?
I don't think so. I think just like watching Hannibal, I think just like Edward Norton, I thought was just fantastic. Like I think he's my favorite actress, man. He's so good.
He was really good.
Yeah. So anyway, that's pretty much
Like,
it.
we have Mary Louise Parker in that movie too.
No idea who that is.
Why, you never watch Weeds, man? She was his wife in Red Dragon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Weeds is a great show. Shit. But yeah. All
Yeah, I
right.
don't think anything really.
Okay. So we've already talked about what we rated each individual movie. So I just took all my rankings, divided by five. I feel like that's the best way to just kind of rank the whole franchise. So what
Okay.
did.
I didn't do that, so you go first.
All right. So the franchise as a whole for me is a 3.5 out of 5. So Silence of the Lambs obviously is a shining point in the franchise with everyone doing a fucking bang up job. Everything about that movie is amazing. Hannibal, Red Dragon, and Manhunter were all super solid installments. Thoroughly enjoyed all three of those movies. And then Hannibal Rising, I said it just felt forced and out of place. There were some things in it that I did enjoy, but then others just didn't make any fucking sense. I do think that Gaspard Wiel, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he had the face for like a good Hannibal
Yeah.
type villain, but there was just some things that he did that I was just like, this doesn't feel like a Hannibal Lecter to me. I did enjoy the fact that we got a little bit of an origin story and an understanding of why Lecter grew up to be the way that he was, but I also don't feel like it's a movie that needed to be made.
Right.
Or maybe make the movie, but it just didn't feel like a proper origin story.
Yeah.
Like you kept saying, right? Like it just felt rushed by everybody. So,
Yeah.
but I mean, overall, very solid franchise. We have four movies that are really fucking good. and one that's just kind of poopy. But yeah, what about you?
So my average is a 3.2 out of 5. Obviously, if you take Hannibal Rising out of the equation, that skyrockets probably to like a 4 or 3.8 or something like that. Just like pretty much what you said, the first four movies are awesome. Would watch all of them again numerous times. And then Hannibal Rising just kind of takes like just don't even exist. I think all the actors in all the franchise bring their own thing to the movie. I think with Hannibal, the introduction of Verger as a character, and even we didn't mention it, the fucking Italian guy. He's been in a few movies. The one that Hannibal kills, the fucking cuts his guts out and flings him over the fucking railing.
Yep.
Thought that was a sick kill.
Yeah, who was that?
Giancarlo
Oh, right.
Giannini.
Yeah.
Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace.
He was in Breaking Bad too.
Oh, was he?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah,
Okay.
he was the guy in the wheelchair. He's tapping the button.
The
But
grandpa?
he can't talk.
That's not him.
No, he's a bad guy.
He's not the guy in the wheelchair on Breaking Bad. That's a fucking Hispanic dude.
No, there's another one.
Okay.
I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Giancarlo Esposito.
No, not you're talking about the guy that Giancarlo blows up in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
That's not him. That's a fucking Mexican dude, man.
Who are you talking about?
Oh my
Oh,
God.
I'm thinking of Mark Margolis because he was in one of these movies.
Was he?
Kid. All right,
Oh.
hold on. Hold on. What movie did you say?
Hannibal? The guy that got thrown over the edge with his guts hanging out. The
Let me see.
Italian dude. Giancarlo Giannini.
Oh shit, right. Yeah, I forgot about him. Yeah. He was the
Yeah.
cop. Right. Okay. All right, yeah. I swear that the other guy was in that, Mark Margolis.
Don't know what you want. I forget what's.
I'm looking this shit up. Holy fuck, he's in a lot of stuff. Yeah, he was. He was the perfume expert in Hannibal.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I knew I saw his face.
The perfume expert. What the fuck?
Knew he was in
Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
Big role, big role.
Yeah, really.
All right. Yeah, you guys know our scores on the franchise. Let's head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see how they scored each of these movies. We're going to skip the critics' consensus. Do you want to guess or do you want me to say?
For what? The
For
franchise?
all the movies, not the franchise, all the movies. Do you want to take a stab at each one individually?
Sure.
All right. I'm not giving you the consensus, though. You just got to guess.
Okay.
Because
We're
I don't
going
have
to.
them written down.
Which one am I starting with?
Manhunter.
Manhunter. Literally never heard of it after looking it up. Apparently, a very, very well-made movie. So I think on critics, I'm going to say 84.
92.
Wow, okay.
This movie's certified fresh.
Yeah, okay.
92% on 52 ratings. The audience gave it a 77% on 50,000 ratings. And an average score of 3.8 out of 5 or a 7.6 out of 10. All right, Silence of the Lambs.
97.
Oh, fuck, you're close. 95.
Okay.
That's on 158 reviews. Audience is also 95 on 250,000 reviews. An average score of 4.4 out of 5 or an 8.8 out of 10.
Okay.
Hannibal.
Hannibal 56.
39.
Wow, holy shit.
Yeah. That's on 176 reviews. Talk about a fucking shift, though, right?
Yeah,
Silence of the
really.
Lambs, 95%. Its direct sequel, 39%. Audience was a bit more lenient with it, with a 62%. That's on 250,000 ratings, an average score of 3.5 out of 5, or a 7 out of 10. Red Dragon.
Say 82.
69.
Really?
Yeah, that's on 191 reviews. Audience gave it a 74%, also 250,000 ratings. Average score 3.7 out of 5 or a 7.4 out of 10. And last, we have Hannibal Rising.
I mean, if it's higher than Hannibal, like, what the fuck? I'll say 32.
16.
Okay.
That's on 147 reviews. Audience gave it a 55 on 250,000. And an average score of 3.3 out of 5 or a 6.6 out of 10.
All right.
So the audience rated all of these fairly well. The highest was Silence of the Lambs was 4.4 out of 5. Lowest was Hannibal Rising with a 3.3 out of 5. So nothing under a 3, which is kind of surprising. But do you have our Letterboxd scores or no?
I do, yes. And I calculated the average as well.
All right.
So, surprisingly, the average for these five movies in Letterboxd is a 3.52.
Okay.
So, Manhunter has a 3.9 out of 5. Silence of the Lambs has a 4.3. Hannibal has a 3.3.
Okay.
Red Dragon has a 3.5. And Hannibal Rising has a 2.6 for an average of 3.52.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm doing up the damn. Rotten Tomatoes average is 3.74
That's critics.
with the audience. Sorry.
Audience, okay.
Yeah, because Rotten Tomatoes took away the critics' average score. You only get the percentage now. You can only see the audience scores out of 5. So, I mean,
Okay.
3.74, Rotten Tomatoes is a little bit higher
Yeah.
than Letterboxd. All right. Let's kick off our body bag section. So this is it's a word that I'm thinking of. This is strictly for these franchise episodes.
Yeah.
The kill count, it was very muddled because there's lots of different characters in these movies. And then you have Manhunter and Red Dragon that are kind of the same, so I took out the stats.
Are they counting the families that get killed in those movies?
No, so yeah, because the kill counts could be a lot higher. Like it's hard because a lot of the deaths that we get from Lecter are just like hearsay. It's just
Yeah.
stuff that's been mentioned.
I mean, he basically kills fucking Will Graham like 10 times, but he just keeps surviving.
Yeah, exactly. So, for the sake of this, I took out Manhunter
Okay.
and just left it with Red Dragon because I didn't want Lecter's kills to
Yeah.
be kind of muddled. So, I only have three people to talk about. Hannibal Lecter has 41 deaths across the franchise, excluding Manhunter. He's killed 25 men, one woman, and 15 victims of unknown gender. Because they were only mentioned. Because at one point they say he's killed 14 people, but they don't say what gender they are.
Right.
So, like I said, this count only includes the four continuity movies, not Manhunter. Everything would be skewed because it's essentially the same story as Red Dragon. Buffalo Bill has killed 9 people,
Okay.
7 women, one man, one unknown. This one might be surprising for you. Clarice has killed more people than Buffalo Bill.
Really?
She killed 10 people.
Interesting.
9 of them in Hannibal, and
Yeah.
then one in Silence of the Lambs.
Huh.
Because they had that shootout at the start of the movie, right?
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
she killed a couple people there. She's killed another couple of people here and there throughout the movie. And then in Silence of the Lambs, she killed Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
Mason Verger didn't kill anybody. I forgot about Dollar Hyde.
He kills at
He
least two people.
kills at least 2. Let me go, because I have a website. Just give me one sec.
In Red Dragon, he kills, I think, three people because it turns out he's not dead at the end of the
Yeah.
movie.
Yeah. What was Dollar Hyde's first name?
Francis.
Right. Francis Dollarhide. Dollarhide has killed 14 people. Or sorry. He has 14 kills. 12 of them are humans, 7 female, 5 or 7 male, 5 female, and then 2 animals, 1 cat and 1 dog.
Right, yeah.
So he, yeah, doesn't have it separated between the movies, so yeah, no. And a lot of these are just mentioned. So yeah, like the Jacobys were mentioned, the leads, like we saw photos, Lowndes, the body was shown, and then Ralph Mandy got shot in the head. So a lot of his are off screen.
Well, we saw Lowndes and Largo got shot.
A lot of his are off
Right,
screen. 14 kills for Dollar Hyde. Any of that surprising to you?
I'd say like the Clarice ones, I guess.
Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, that kind of surprised me too that her
Yeah.
name even popped up. I was like, oh
Yeah,
yeah, shit, she did kill
exactly.
people. All right. You ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how did you rate the scares in this franchise?
Overall, I'll say like a 3, I think.
Okay.
Like, characters not that scary, kind of creepy a bit. But like just like the obviously fucking Verger's terrifying. But kills not that grotesque except for in Hannibal a couple kills. But just like creepy guys, like Dollarhide character is weird and creepy. But like overall, not a really scary franchise. So I go with 3 out of 10.
Okay.
Scary scene.
Oh, hold on. We changed it up for these.
Oh, do we? Okay.
Scariest movie in the franchise.
Scariest movie, 100% Hannibal. 100%. Verger, I did not want to look at his face the whole time. His fucking one eye is like disgusting to look at, and cannot tell it's Gary Oldman at all.
I know, it's nuts. All right. Your favorite death in the franchise?
Favorite death? One I didn't quite understand, which is Verger's death.
Okay.
So Verger's assistant is there and he doesn't want to be there at all, right? And then Hannibal's tied, or not tied up, Clarice saves him. But Verger's like looking over at all the pigs, and then Hannibal tells the assistant, "Why don't you push him over? You can say it was me that did it." And he does it. Before I get to my question, Verger getting eaten by the pigs, those fucking big ass tusks, you don't see it happening, but you're like, fuck you. Probably don't deserve it because Hannibal fucked your face up, but still you turned into the bad guy for some reason. But why did the assistant kill Verger? It's not like Verger treated him really badly from what we saw, right? So like,
There are some times where he is kind of a fucking prick.
but not to kill someone like that though.
I guess not enough of, yeah. But I
So
feel.
I didn't get why the assistant killed Verger, to be honest. I mean, it was an awesome scene because he was fucking weird and crazy, but that was definitely my favorite kill with just because I remember some pigs and someone getting eaten by pigs. That was in my back of my brain, locked away somewhere, and this just released that, and I was like, okay, yeah.
Fair enough. All right. And would you survive?
I would because, what do you keep looking at, by the way?
Sorry, my printer.
Oh, okay. I was like, is something going on over there? I would survive because, I mean, I don't think I'm a rude person, so I think I would survive for sure.
Okay. That's a okay, good point.
But are we talking about Hannibal or are we talking about Dollarhyde?
Yeah.
Because
Or Buffalo
Dollarhyde,
Bill.
I mean, I feel like I got a pretty fine looking wife, so you know, Oh yeah, I'd say I would survive probably. How about you?
Scare rating, I gave it a 4. I said
Okay.
there's some very unsettling moments across the franchise, and a few of the kills are pretty gruesome, but all in all, it's more of a thriller than a horror.
Yeah.
Scariest movie, I agree with you, Hannibal, 100%. It's mostly strictly due to Verger. My favorite kill or death in the franchise is the tree kill in Hannibal Rising. Whenever he wraps that rope around the
Oh, okay.
Nazi and then fucking gets the horse to pull it. It was a slow death. It was gross. Like, we watch his eyes start to like bulge out of his head. It was a pretty gruesome kill. And would I survive? I originally said I wouldn't, because Lecter is a lot smarter than me. Like, he would outsmart me easily. But yeah, I think you're onto something, because I'm not an overly rude person. So maybe, like, I feel like I'd be nice to him. So maybe he'd be nice to me. Yeah, that's a good point. All right. Do you have anything else before we wrap this one up?
Thanks for picking this.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
Even
a
though
good
you
one.
fucking complained about it.
I did, No, it was good.
It is, yeah. I'm happy I did. All right. What do you got for us for our next episode?
So our next episode is one of those, I can't believe we haven't done this yet.
Okay.
Also, I can't believe we haven't picked this director yet.
Oh, okay.
So we will be watching possibly, arguably, the greatest horror movie of the 21st century in some people's eyes. That is Jordan Peele's Get
I knew you were gonna say that.
Out.
Sick. Yeah, that's a very, very good choice. And yeah, I agree. Why the fuck haven't we done this yet? Or any of his movies?
I
Like,
know, right?
it's funny, because me and my buddies at work were talking about Nope today.
I was gonna pick Nope. I was like, let's start backwards. But I was like, nah, we should probably get out.
No, that's awesome. I'm excited for that. It's long overdue.
Definitely.
All right. In the meantime, you guys can catch us at Podcast on Elm Street on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And if you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our T Public account, where we have our merch. And there is a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. And please, in the comments, once this gets posted on Instagram, let us know your ranking of these movies. Because I'm interested.
Me too.
Yeah, it's a pretty well-known franchise, pretty
Feel like no
well-received
one talks
franchise.
about it too either, right?
It's
So
true, but everybody knows it. So I'm interested to see people's thoughts on it. And yeah, come back in 2 weeks, where we'll be talking about Jordan Peele's Get Out.
yes, sir. Alrighty, guys. Talk in a couple weeks.
Bye.